Good afternoon, everyone. Dear members, it is 1:30 p.m. and we shall now commence the 39th annual general meeting of the company. With the permission of the chairman, I shall introduce the directors and KMP present at this meeting. Mr. Achal Bagheri, Chairman and Managing Director. Mr. Rupesh Shah, Managing Director, Corporate Affairs. Ms. Jonaki Bagheri, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director. Mr. Ashish Deshpande, Independent Director. Ms. Reena Bhagwati, Independent Director, Chairperson of Nomination and Remuneration Committee, CSR Committee and Risk Management Committee. Mr. Santosh Nema, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee. Ms. Malika Arita, Independent Director and Chairperson of Stakeholders Relationship Committee. Mr. Girish Thakkar, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Rupen Shah, Partner of BSR and Company, LLP, Statutory Auditor of the Company. Mr. Mukesh Shah and Mr. Harsh Kejriwal, Partners, Messrs. Mukesh and Shah and Company, Internal Auditor. And Mr. Ashish Doshi, Partner of Sponge and Associates, Secretarial Auditors of the Company. I now hand over the proceedings of this meeting to the Chairman. Over to Achal sir.
On behalf of the Board of Directors, I extend a warm welcome to all the attendees of the 39th Annual General Meeting, which is being conducted via video conferencing and other audiovisual means. With the necessary quorum present, I hereby declare the meeting in order. All statutory registers and other documents mentioned in the notice of the Annual General Meeting are available for inspection. I now invite the Company Secretary to brief the members on the proceedings of the meeting, including the question and answer session and the process for e-voting.
Thank you, Achal sir. At the outset, I would like to brief the members on certain important matters relating to the conduct of this virtual annual general meeting. First is meeting procedure. The meeting is being held via video conferencing and other audiovisual means in line with the circulars and guidelines issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and SEBI. From time to time, members participating through video conferencing will be considered present for quorum purpose. All members are initially placed on mute by the moderator to ensure smooth proceedings of the meeting. Second is participation and queries. During the questions and answer sessions, members who have registered as speaker shareholders will be unmuted by the moderator when it is their turn to speak. Members who have not registered as speaker shareholders may submit their questions through the dedicated window available on the NSDL e-voting website or send their queries to the company secretary for response. If any member encounters technical issues during the meeting, they should contact the NSDL helpline number provided in the AGM notice. Third is voting process. In accordance with the Companies Act 2013 and SEBI listing regulations, remote e-voting has been made available for all AGM resolutions. Remote e-voting was open for 4 days from July 31st, 2026, 9 a.m. to August 3, 2026, up to 5 p.m. for shareholders holding shares as on the cutoff date, that is July 28, 2026. Members who didn't cast their vote during this period can vote during the AGM. The e-voting facility will be available for 15 minutes after the conclusion of the AGM proceedings. CS Jitendra Lia, practicing company secretary, has been appointed as the scrutinizer to oversee the voting process. He is also attending this meeting. I now request Mr. Achal Bagheri, Chairman and Managing Director, to address the shareholders and share his views. Over to Achal.
Dear shareholders, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. In the run-up to this AGM, we received very thoughtful questions and constructive feedback. I will address the principal matters raised in that as I discuss the year, our decisions and the road ahead. First, this has been a year to learn from, not to repeat. Financial year 2025-26 was not a year we would wish to repeat. When results disappoint, shareholders deserve a plain account of what happened and what we intend to do differently. We acquired the Australian business in 2018 believing that its brands and distribution network would provide a sound platform in a developed market with counter-seasonal demand. That judgment proved wrong. Prolonged COVID-related disruptions, resulting in weakness in the housing and construction ecosystem, and regulatory changes affecting gas-based heating in Victoria, materially impaired the legacy business model. Our diversification efforts were not sufficient to offset those pressures, and the business accumulated losses of approximately rupees 60 crores over the last 2 years, excluding exceptional items. During the year, we recognized the relevant impairments, materially deleveraged the Australian structure, transferred key intellectual property and the shareholding of the US subsidiary to the Indian parent, and simplified the business model. We have publicly committed to no further capital allocation except where funding may be required to meet applicable regulatory obligations or protect shareholder value. Our objective is simple. Yesterday's mistake should not receive tomorrow's capital. Second is to build a more weather-resilient symphony. The Indian summer may influence the timing and intensity of air coolers demand, but it does not determine the long-term economics of the business. Our standalone gross margin remained resilient at 47.4%, reflecting the strength of the Symphony brand, product mix, sourcing model, and pricing discipline. Volumes and reported performance were weak during the year. However, the resilience of gross margin and the continued strength of the franchise provide confidence in the underlying economics of the business. We do not provide formal revenue or margin guidance. In a business influenced by weather, forecasts can create an appearance of certainty that the facts and reality may not support. Our response is not to predict the Indian summer, but to reduce our dependence on it. We have come up with BISP, which is Beyond Indian Summer Products Portfolio, comprising large space venti cooling, or industrial cooling as we also call it, tower fans, kitchen cooling fans, water heaters, exports from India, and overseas subsidiary sales is central to this effort. In financial year 2025-26, BISP generated rupees 8 crores and contributed approximately 49% of consolidated revenue. On a standalone basis, it contributed approximately 192 crores or 25% of revenue. BISP is expanding Symphony's addressable market, strengthening year-round relevance, and building a more balanced earnings base. The portfolio has already achieved positive EBITDA even after absorbing initial marketing and launch-related investments. Profitability in the large-space venti cooling segment is comparable to that of our household air cooler business, if not greater. Our Indian air cooler business will remain our principal franchise. Alongside it, we will scale BISP selectively where Symphony has brand relevance, distribution access, technical capability, and a credible path to sustainable returns. Our overseas businesses will increasingly operate with lower fixed costs, less working capital, and greater reliance on partner-led structures. The objective is clear: preserve the strength of our core while building a Symphony that is less exposed to weather volatility and more resilient across seasons and market conditions. Third is the strength of our franchise. During the year, Euromonitor International recognized Symphony as the number one air cooler brand globally, excluding China, based on 2025 retail volume sales. We view this as evidence of consumer preference. A brand has economic value when customers ask for it by name, dealers back it with their own capital, and retailers trust it to sell through. Symphony reaches consumers through more than 25,000 retail touchpoints in India and serves markets across more than 60 countries. Competitors can copy features, discount prices, and increase advertising expenditure. It is harder to copy decades of product knowledge, distribution relationships, and consumer trust. That advantage must be earned again through every product sold. During the year, we also commissioned a captive NABL accredited psychometric laboratory at our factory in Thol outside Ahmedabad, the first and so far the only such facility operated by an air cooler brand in India. It strengthens our control over product testing, validation and accuracy, and development timelines. Fourth, capital must earn its place. Capital allocation is among management's most consequential responsibilities. We evaluate every deployment of capital against a simple test: strategic fit, risk, prospective profitability, capital efficiency, and our ability to build a durable competitive advantage. Investments are reviewed regularly by management and the board against strategic, financial, and capital efficiency considerations. We do not, however, publicly disclose numerical hurdle rates or detailed post-investment review thresholds. Australia reinforced an important lesson. Capital should not remain committed merely because it has already been committed. The same discipline applies to non-core assets, including land parcels. We periodically assess their best use, considering strategic relevance, alternative uses, prevailing market conditions, and potential shareholder value. Fifth, returning capital to shareholders. For FY 2025-26, the aggregate dividend amounts to Rs. 9 per share, including a proposed final dividend of Rs. 5 per share, subject to your approval. The total payout of approximately Rs. 61.80 crores represents roughly 55% of consolidated profit before exceptional items. Under the company's shareholders' reward policy, the board seeks to retain capital where it can be deployed productively and return surplus capital where it cannot, while preserving adequate liquidity to support growth and manage risk. Finally, FY 25-26 has tested us in more ways than one. It exposed errors, clarified priorities, and reinforced the importance of acting early when the economics of a business change. We enter the next phase with a resilient core franchise, a more diversified revenue base, a leaner balance sheet, and sharper capital allocation discipline. Our task is not to predict every variable, but to build a Symphony that is less dependent on any single season, more resilient across cycles, and more valuable per share over time. Over the years, please judge us by the durability of the franchise, the quality of earnings, the returns generated on shareholders' capital, the resilience of the balance sheet, and the value created per share. That is the scorecard we will use for ourselves. Thank you for your trust patience, and continued support.
Thank you, Achal sir. I now request Mr. Rupesh Shah, Managing Director of Corporate Affairs, to make the corporate presentations to the members.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to 39th AGM of Symphony. Yeah, next please. So, customary safe harbor statement is applied. Next please. So, based on our experience and learnings from FY26, five principal messages are from management, as HLB articulated and as I will take you through. Next please. So, five major principal messages. First, decisive reset in respect of our Australian business. So there has been a complete balance sheet reset. On top of it, whatever long-term and substantial working capital facilities availed by Australian business has been repaid out of Symphony's treasury, and that is the history and completely accounted for as well as dealt with as on March 26. As you can observe, core economics remain very much resilient. One, in respect of the gross margin percentage, irrespective of the competition, geopolitical situation, input cost pressure, and that reflects the strength of brand, innovation, sourcing capability, as well as value engineering capabilities. Thirdly, now by making USA business as a direct subsidiary and resetting Australian business, it is a simplified group structure. As we are conveying since last couple of quarters, fully realizing just dependent upon Indian summer may not be good for shareholders, and hence there is increasing focus on beyond India summer products, which consist of large space ventilated air cooling, geysers, tabletop fan, exports from India, as well as sales by our overseas subsidiaries, which in last 12 months accounted for more than 45% of the top line and certainly EBITDA positive. So that is our strategy of de-risking the business from summer. And in terms of the strategic priority, it is a India-led growth engine, whether it is in terms of the production, sales, or in many other respects. Next. So FY26, as Achal Bhai conveyed, so without going into detail now, has been a soft year, but it has been in many, many respects decisive reset, really, to take the company to a next level and in a next gear. Next, please. So, coming to specific financials during the year FY26, at a consolidated level, revenue stood at 1131 crore, down from 1576 crore, while EBITDA was 128 crore, down from 316 crore, and on account of massive impairment at a PAT level, it was negative. However, as you can observe, EBITDA was positive of 149 crore. Capital employed in the business was 384 crore, substantially in Australia, which will be reduced post 1st April, starting June quarter itself. But translating into ROCE percentage of 34 and return on net worth percentage of 14 on a consolidated basis. Next, please. On a standalone level, there was a seasonal weakness of summer 25 and one-off items weighed on the earning. In terms of the top line, it stood at 765 crore, down from 1182 crore, resulting into PBT of 164 crore, down from 329, but at a PAT level, on account of standalone impairment also, negative 166 crore, and capital employed in a core business based on monthly average was at 78 crore, ROCE 149% and return on net worth of 15%. And after paying off substantial Australian loans, etc., the net treasury as on March 26 stood at 287 crore, which as on date, that is 38 June, is around 350 crore. Next, please. So these are the specifics of exceptional item and impact on the PAT. So on a consolidated level, impairment cum write-off related to Australia business was 215 crore. The deferred tax assets, which won't be available anymore, and hence that write-off is 44 crore. And incremental liability under new labor code is 1 crore, while recovery from pathway, which is positive, about 9 crore. So net-net, it is 252 crore. While on a standalone level, including equity investment impairment of 298 crore in FY26, total exceptional item stands at 291 crore. Next, please. So these are the details about Australia reset, but I'm not going into detail because Achal Bhai already explained, and earlier also in terms of the financial implications has been already dealt with. But basically this deals with originally what was the thesis, what changed, how we tried to reset and transform the business, and finally why and how we had to resort to balance sheet reset. Next, please. However, as far as USA business is concerned, which was earlier a step down subsidiary of our Australian company, is very robust, is doing well, and hence we have made it a direct subsidiary of Symphony India by buying out its equity and IPRs from Australia. And we are quite optimistic based on latest financial performance of USA business. In line with our shareholder payout policy, which is at least 60% of the PAT to pay out. So in last 10 years, the payout stands at 68%, and by March 26, we have crossed the milestone of 1000 crore payout in all, 1013 crore payout in 10 years. In last 5 years, in fact, it is 91% payout, including buybacks, amounting to rupees 676 crore, while in last 3 years, FY 24, 22, 26, 3 years, it is 65%, 330 crore. And as shared earlier, during FY 26, the total dividend is 9 rupees per share, totaling about rupees 62 crore on a face value of rupees 2 per share. Yeah, next please. So this is the shareholding pattern as on 31st March 26. So one table is top mutual funds, who are the shareholders, and right hand side top foreign portfolio investors, who are the investors, and overall shareholding pattern in various respect. So thank you.
Thank you, Rupesh bhai. The annual report for the financial year 25-26 has already been circulated to the member. With the consent of the members, the notice convening this meeting may be taken as read. As per the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and Secretarial Standard 2, the auditor's report and secretarial audit report are to be read only when there are qualifications or adverse observations or comments in the report. As the reports are unqualified, they may be taken as read. We talk about the QA session. I have already addressed and responded to several questions raised by various members through email communications during my chairman's speech. I have also covered the query raised by Ms. Ayesha Tayar in my speech. I now invite shareholders who have registered themselves as speaker shareholders to ask questions or express their views through the video conferencing facility. I request shareholders to avoid repetition of questions that have already been addressed. I now request Mayur to unmute the speaker shareholders one by one.
Thank you, sir. So our first speaker is Yusuf Yunus Rangwala from Mumbai Holding One's Equity Shares.
Sir, very good afternoon, sir. Aapko awaaz aa raha hai, sir?
Yes.
Sir, kaise ho, sir? Came to that. Majama, sir. Sir, jai jirema, sir.
Majama
jo na, sir. Tabiyat pani came to, sir. Sir, Sanofi ne, sir, tamara company ne kai zarurat nahi, sir. You are one of the leader in AC cooler, sir. Sir, મારો નેટિવ પ્લેસ અમદાવાદ છે, સર. મેં અમદાવાદ નો છે, સર. મારો નેટિવ પ્લેસ સિદ્ધપુરમાં મારું ઘર છે. પણ તમારે, સર, કંપની ને, સર, શું કેવું, સર? તમે વન ઓફ ધ લીડર છે, સર. મેન કોમ્પિટિશન વોલ્ટાસ એલજી સેમસંગ ડિસાઇડ અવર કોમ્પિટિશન. આઈ લાઈક ટુ નો વોટ આર ધ શેર ઇન ધ માર્કેટ, સર, ઇન ધીસ કંપની. મતલબ ઇન કંપની આપણે ક્યાં કોમ્પિટિશન હોતા હૈ? એન્ડ સર, આઈ લાઈક ટુ નો વોટ આર ધ ટોટલ નંબર ઓફ સ્ટાફ વર્કિંગ ઇન ઓફિસ, સર. ઇફ પોસિબલ, કેન યુ અરેન્જ અ ફેક્ટરી વિઝિટ, સર? I never seen your factory, sir. Production is going, sir, if possible, after the Diwali, sir. Can you be aware of this? 15 August is coming, sir. This month is 15 August, sir. Wishing you all the board and my friend, and also wish our company good luck. And sir, after balance sheet, sir, board achieved, sir. Mujhe balance sheet dekh ke bahut khushi hui. Any award we are company has won, sir. Sir, sahib, tomorrow, sir, tablet pani khali, sir. Yes, sir, health is good, sir. How is your health, sir? Health is good. Sir, Diwali time par yaad rakhu, sir. Hamara yaad rakhu, sir, Diwali time.
Okay.
Jarur.
Bhul jao mat. Yaad rakhu, sir. Tamara dost ko yaad rakhu. Thank you, sir. Bye bye. Thank you, sir. Jain, sir. Jain, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hamne tumhe dar quarter yaad kariye the, sir. Dividend ma.
So next speaker is Praful Chawda. He is from Hyderabad Holding One Equities. Praful bhai.
Sir, he is not present in the meeting.
Okay. So next speaker is Sandeep Goyal. He is from Ghaziabad, holding 1000 equity shares.
Sir, he is not attending the meeting.
Okay. Next is Vinod Agrawal. He is from Mumbai.
Hello, can you hear me? Respected Chairman Achal Bakeri ji, MD and C Corporate Affairs Nupresh Shah, CFO Girish Thakkar, and ACS Mayur Barwadia. Sir, good afternoon and guards to everyone, sir. I've gone through the annual report the way I can, and my observations are that the revenue and the consolidated revenue last year lower, and we have shown losses. But the losses are not actually losses, because PBT we made profit, but the exceptional items due to Australia and even legacy issues which we had out there in Australia, and even labor code which made us an exceptional item of 141 crores, exceptional item of 207 crores. So that made us into a PBT loss of 59 crores, and taxes also increased our losses to 141 crores. So actually we are in a profit, cash profit, and out of that you have given a dividend, and our balance sheet is also very strong. We are the number one brand in air coolers all over the world. We are present in so many countries: Brazil, USA, Mexico, China, Australia, and we have also gone beyond Indian summer products, sir. You have gone BSP, now new adjacencies you are doing, fans, kitchen fans, storage water tank. These also will give revenues to our company in given time. In spite of notional losses, you have given a dividend of rupees 9, which is 450% on face value too. Sir, is a very good dividend that you have given, sir. I wish the company all the best. Sign off, Vinod Agarwal from Mumbai. Thank you for giving me time to speak, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Speaker number 5, Dilip Kumar Jain. He is from Jaipur, holding 22 shares.
Sir, he is not joining the meeting.
Okay, next is Yashpal Chopra.
Am I unmuted? Yeah. Myself, Yashpal Chopra, calling from Delhi. First of all, I would like to bless our management, because this is my prerogative. I am a super senior citizen. So I would like to bless the management, because this is a really a dynamic management who are just facing an accident, mishap, but rectifying it very soon. So this is a very good thing that mistakes happen. But once somebody learns from that and immediately goes for the rectification, this is the wisest step, we can say, in the life of anybody. Sir, I am proud of this, our company. This company is one of the best company in this cooling products. And this is not limited to our own country. This is now having a worldwide approach over in the marketing field over here, sir. So if we have got some dent from Australia, we have got some profits from European and American and other countries. In those, we can feel the better markets ahead. So, yeah, we have changed our strategy to whisper. So this is an excellent strategy. And I'm very much hopeful that have a strong conviction that coming time for my company is excellent, because we are just diversifying in the additional spheres, additional verticals. So this is a very big thing that we are just going for that. And particularly I will say that our company is a investor friendly company, because in the past history you have been announcing buybacks and all that, and now even this year, even after suffering from so much loss, you could have very easily avoided the payment of dividend, but you still paid a dividend of 9 rupees. So that shows that how much is your concern for the shareholders. So this is a great thing. So that is why I am proud of the management. So, sir, the future of my company is excellent. Reason being that we are very much honest in our dealing. We are quite transparent. We are having a concern for our collaborators. We are having concern for our employees. We are having concern for our community. So, and this is a big thing that we we are having those models of apprentice. So I'm proud of that, but at the same time I got a few queries. The first of my query is, what is the modus operandi of AI application in which vertical, production, marketing, or any other vertical you have applied for that, and what result you are feeling out of that? And the related query is attrition rate on application of these AI strategy. Sir, as regard AI, I can say that if in any case you have faced any kind of problem, then there is a company called there is a company in America which is run by my grandson, who has done PhD in AI from Boston University. The name of the company is Iceberg Solution. You can very easily approach whenever you feel for any implementation of any project or like that. So you can just meet Dr. Ayush Chopra in the Boston, dealing with that company, Iceberg Solution. So, sir, just to wind up, I must thank our company secretary for getting me a chance, but I will just keep me and remind him that he must keep even Delhi person and Delhi Wallahs in his mind when he is just going into celebrate the AGM, and because AGM is a festival of the shareholders, and all the shareholders expect that a return gift on a celebration of a festival. So best of luck to you, and pray God for the positivity from our chairman to the last man in the organization, because that positivity shall be strength of the coming. And I'm having a big confidence that the coming year, even the current year, that will be far, far better than the last year we had it. So keep going. There's my blessing. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chopra sir. I really appreciate your blessings and your words of encouragement and the confidence that you have shown in the company. That gives us greater motivation to do better as we go along. As to your question about AI, we are using AI in various forms at various levels across the company, although it is still at a sort of a nascent stage, but I'm sure that in times to come the usage will be far more prevalent, and it will certainly benefit the way the company does business. There has been no attrition because of AI so far, and we don't expect that to happen in the future as well. We believe that AI will only help each of us at Symphony work better and produce better results, and will not necessarily replace any of us. Finally, I really appreciate your offer to us to reach out to your son in Boston if we need any support, and we shall certainly bear that in mind. And once again, thank you very much for your blessings. That really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Next speaker is Mr. Sandeep Goyal. He is from Ghaziabad, holding 1,000 shares. Sandeep ji.
Just wanted to say thank you to the entire team of Symphony. My father had some shares from Symphony, and he has purchased them in paper format, and we could not dematerialize them since we do not have enough details available with us. The share got split also in between, so it's been 20-25 years since my father has purchased those shares, and we could not dematerialize them since we do not have enough details available with us. And when I approached the team at Symphony, they really helped me a lot to identify the folio number, since I do not have any detail whatsoever. So from from the PAN number that we have, they helped me to identify my folio number, and accordingly I have managed to claim them through the investor education portal, and the entire amount including the remaining dividend has been credited to the account. The share has been dematerialized now and it's been in the demat account of my mother. My father is no more right now, but the share was on a joint name. So my mother has all those shares available with her, and I really wanted to thank the entire team at Symphony to help me out to get those shares dematerialized. So thank you so much, the entire team of Symphony, to help me out getting those shares dematerialized.
Goyal sir,
thank you so much.
Really appreciate your words, but you don't have to thank us. That was our duty. And, you know, we are very glad that we could together resolve this issue, and you have been able to, you know, dematerialize your shares and, you know, reclaim dividend and all of that over the past few years. And I'm sure that, you know, your father up there must be very happy about it. And, you know, now that the shares are in the name of your mother, we hope that she continues to be a shareholder and bestow us at Symphony and the company with her blessings. So thank you very much, Goyal sir.
Okay, so next speaker is Pramod Kumar Jain. He is from Delhi, holding one equity set.
नमस्कार, मैं प्रमोद जैन दिल्ली से चेयरमैन सर बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर सेक्टर डिपार्टमेंट का बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूं। इस एजीएम में आपने मुझे बोलने का मौका दिया और आज के प्रस्तावित सभी रेजोल्यूशन का मैं समर्थन करता हूं। सर, आपने आरंभिक स्पीच में विस्तार से कंपनी के वर्तमान भविष्य के बारे में बता दिया है। कंपनी के बुरे दिन है, हमें आपकी लीडरशिप पे पूरा भरोसा है। आपकी लीडरशिप में भविष्य में हमारी कंपनी दिन दूनी रात चौगुनी तरक्की करेगी, आप पे मुझे पूरा विश्वास है। ऐसी मैं मंगल कामना करता हूँ। सर, जैसे हमारे वित्त वर्ष 2025-26 में स्टैंड लोन और कंसोलिडेटेड रेवेन्यू में भारी गिरावट का मुख्य कारण क्या रहा? इस तिमाही और पूरे वर्ष में कंपनी का जो नेट लॉस हुआ उसे रिकवर करने के लिए मैनेजमेंट के पास क्या योजना है, कृपया यह बताने की कृपा करें सर। धन्यवाद, जय जिनेंद्र सर।
अजीत साहब, जैसे हमने हमारे एनुअल रिपोर्ट में भी काफी उसका एक्सप्लेनेशन दिया है और मेरी स्पीच में भी हमने जैसे कहा है कि ये जो लॉस था वो बेसिकली हमारी ऑस्ट्रेलियन सब्सिडियरी थी उसकी वजह से था, और जो बाकी का बिजनेस है, इंडिया का बिजनेस है, दूसरी सब्सिडियरीज है, सब में तो मुनाफा ही है। तो ये एक वन टाइम एक्सेप्शनल आइटम्स थी जिसकी वजह से ये हमको एक लॉस बुक करना पड़ा है, मगर हमने ये एक बार कर दिया है तो आगे जाके ऐसा करने का कोई वक्त नहीं आएगा। और कंपनी का की जो ब्रांड नेम है वो स्ट्रांग है, बिजनेस भी अच्छा है, रेवेन्यू है, प्रॉफिटेबल है, मार्जिन्स भी है, तो आगे जाके तो अच्छा ही रहेगा। ये एक वन टाइम इवेंट था एंड वो अब हमारे पीछे है, अच्छे दिन जरूर आएंगे।
नेक्स्ट स्पीकर इज नरेंद्र अंबालाल।
सर, आवाज आ रही है मेरी?
यस
सर। सबसे पहले तो बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर्स को धन्यवाद दूंगा कि मुझे बोलने का मौका दिया, और स्पेशली हमारी कंपनी की जो कमान संभाले हुए हैं अचल जी बकेरी, नरपेश भाई और सारे बोर्ड मेंबर्स, और आप दोनों अचल भाई और नरपेश भाई, आप तो शुरू से ही कंपनी के साथ लगे हुए हैं और कंपनी को बहुत छोटी कंपनी से एक बहुत बड़ी कंपनी के रूप में आप कंपनी को लेके आए, उसके लिए सर मैं आपका धन्यवाद करूंगा। सर सर, हम जैसे आपने जैसे बैलेंस शीट के ऊपर भी आपने 27 डिग्री का जो फोटो छापा है वो बहुत शानदार छापा है सर आपने, और उसके लिए हम पूरे वर्ल्ड में, जैसे आपने बताया कि और हमने बैलेंस शीट में भी देखा कि हम पूरे वर्ल्ड में कूलर इंडस्ट्रीज में अनऑर्गेनाइज से ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर्स की तरफ लेके आए हैं। सर हमारा कूलर में काफी वर्ल्ड में काफी कंट्रीज में प्रेजेंस है, जैसे यूएसए, चाइना, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, ब्राजील, इंडिया वगैरह काफी कंट्रीज में हमारा प्रेजेंस है। सर आपने एक चीज जो बताई कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में हमारा जो कारोबार में दिक्कत आई, सर वो पूरा हमने राइट ऑफ कर लिया है सर, लेकिन अब वहाँ क्या बिजनेस हमारे पास रहेगा और हमें इस राइट ऑफ के बाद भी हमारा वहाँ कुछ बिजनेस रहेगा या हम ट्रेडिंग डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन से भी वहाँ कुछ काम कर सकते हैं ये बताए। सर दूसरा, 3 साल से हम देख रहे हैं कि हमारा इंडिया ऑपरेशंस में सेल एक जैसे ही रह रहे हैं। लास्ट ईयर सेल्स हमारी काफी बड़ी थी लेकिन इस साल वापस सेल डाउन हुई है, तो इसके बारे में आप बताएं, क्योंकि काफी इंडिया में अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर्स के प्लेयर्स हैं, वो हमारी डुप्लीकेट्स कॉपी करके हमारे से प्राइस नीचा करके और वो पूरा मार्केट में कर रहे हैं, तो हमारा मार्केट शेयर कुछ कम हो रहा है, इसके बारे में भी आप बताएं। और सर हमारा अभी एडवर्टाइज बजट्स क्या है, 7-8% के आसपास ही है या उसके ऊपर है, उसके बारे में बताएं। और सर आगे जैसे इस बार युद्ध हुआ और पीवीसी के प्राइस काफी हाइक हुए सर, तो वो पीवीसी प्राइस हाइक होने से हमें क्या लॉस होगा और हम कैसे प्राइस हाइक करने के बाद उस पे अपना मुनाफा वापस उस कॉस्ट पे ले पाएंगे, इसके बारे में बताएं सर। बाकी आपने कंपनी के लिए बहुत मेहनत की है, बहुत ऊंचाई पे कंपनी को लाए हैं, 2-3 साल हमारी कंपनी के लिए सेटबैक जरूर आया है कुछ टाइम के लिए, लेकिन हमें पूर्ण विश्वास है कि आपके नेतृत्व में हमारी कंपनी को काफी ऊंचाई पर वापस ले जाएंगे, क्योंकि वर्ल्ड में अभी भी एसी के सामने इस कूलर का मार्केट शेयर बहुत छोटा ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर्स में है, अनऑर्गेनाइज में अभी भी बहुत ग्रोथ है, तो वो आप वहां से इस चीज को अनऑर्गेनाइज से ऑर्गेनाइज में लेके आए हैं और काफी ग्रोथ करेंगे ऐसी हमारी उम्मीद है, और उसके लिए सर आपका धन्यवाद। सर एक लास्ट में क्वेश्चन पूछूंगा कि आपने एक नई प्रोडक्ट लॉन्च की है वाटर गीजर, तो उसका अभी सेल्स का टारगेट क्या है, टर्नओवर क्या है, और इस तरह की और कोई प्रोडक्ट भी आप लॉन्च करना चाहेंगे, क्योंकि हम खाली कूलर पे डिपेंड ना रह के हम काफी सारी प्रोडक्ट्स में आए, ऐसी मैं आपको शुभेच्छा देता हूं और आगे आप इस पे काम करेंगे। धन्यवाद सर।
थैंक यू जी। पहले तो आपका प्रश्न था ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बारे में कैसे हम उसके आगे बढ़े, वो अभी हम विचारना चालू है और उसमें हमें आगे क्या किया जाए वो हम कुछ समय में सोचेंगे और इसका उसके लिए हम स्ट्रेटेजी बनाएंगे। दूसरा, इंडिया के बारे में आपने जो कहा, इंडिया में ये बात सही है कि बहुत सारे लोग सिम्फनी की प्रोडक्ट्स को कॉपी करते हैं, मगर वो जो है वो अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर तो हर कई कैटेगरीज में है, ये कूलर एक ही कैटेगरी नहीं है जहाँ पे अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर है, हर एक कैटेगरी इंडिया में है जिसमें अनेक कैटेगरी है जिसमें अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर काफी स्ट्रॉन्ग है, मगर ये तो एक पार्ट ऑफ बिजनेस है कि अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर ऐसा है, वी हैव टू डील विद इट, और इनकी वजह से सिम्फनी या दूसरी ब्रांड्स को इतना फर्क नहीं पड़ता है, भले वो प्रोडक्ट को कॉपी करे मगर जो सिम्फनी का जो की जो क्वालिटी है, सिम्फनी की जो आफ्टर सेल सर्विस है, ब्रांड इमेज है, ये सब चीज वो कॉपी नहीं कर सकते हैं, क्योंकि ये यहाँ आते आते हमको 39 साल लगे हैं, तो ये ओवरनाइट तो कोई कर नहीं सकता है कॉपी। और आपने ये जो गल्फ वॉर की वजह से ये जो प्राइसेस कॉस्ट बढ़ी है प्लास्टिक की, उसकी बात पूछी आपने, तो यस उसकी वजह से हमारी कॉस्ट काफी ऊपर काफी हद तक ऊपर गई है, और उसको मगर फिर भी हम कॉस्ट कटिंग मेजर्स और वैल्यू इंजीनियरिंग मेजर्स से हम उनको कंट्रोल करने की पूरी कोशिश कर रहे हैं, और हम प्राइस हाइक्स भी लेंगे जिससे पार्ट ऑफ द कॉस्ट इंक्रीज विल बी रिकवर्ड फ्रॉम द मार्केट, तो ऐसे ही करके हम आगे बढ़ेंगे। और आप शेयर होल्डर्स हमारे हैं, उसके बारे में धन्यवाद आपका, और आपका सपोर्ट हमारे साथ हमेशा रहे, ये हमारी आपको एक रिक्वेस्ट है। थैंक यू।
लास्ट स्पीकर इज गौतम नंदी, इज फ्रॉम कोलकाता।
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Very good noon and namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. How are you, sir?
वेरी वेल, वेरी वेल, एंड यू?
आपका 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 आशीर्वाद में हम लोग सब सुस्त है, अच्छे हैं, सब आपका आशीर्वाद है सर. वी आर वेरी मच हैप्पी सर. वेरी गुड नून एंड नमस्ते रिस्पेक्टेड चेयरमैन सर, बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर्स, माई ऑनलाइन फेलो शेयर होल्डर्स, माई सेल्फ गौतम नंदी फ्रॉम कोलकाता द सिटी ऑफ जॉय, वेरी ओल्ड इक्विटी शेयर होल्डर ऑफ योर कंपनी. सर आई हैव रिसीव्ड द एनुअल रिपोर्ट नोटिस जॉइनिंग लिंक with speaker serial number, which is very, very important for our speaker shareholders. It also you have provided to us through email well in advance. I have also received the hard copy of your annual report as requested for. So my hearty thanks to our respected company secretary, Mayurji, very sober, well behaved, and a very dynamic person, and his whole team of your secretarial department, for rendering very good services to our minority shareholders. Sir, you are organizing your annual general meeting through video conference in a very smooth manner, like the previous year. So, thanks again. Sir, I am very pleased to receive your wonderful annual report, which is very, very informative and self-explanatory. So, thanks for your excellent representation. Sir, I find excellent performance in every segment, even in this challenging year. Sir, almost all companies are suffering at this right moment, but in this market scenario, you are doing very well, sir, very well. Sir, your CSR is also remarkable, so please keep it up. Sir, I am very pleased to receive your excellent dividend, even in this challenging situation. Respected sir, your introductory speech was very much informative and also very encourageable. You have explained everything regarding the performance of our company in your beautiful speech. So thanks. Sir, only a few points I like to share with you, sir. Sir, what is the roadmap of our company for the next 3 to 4 years, especially related to the growth of our company? Sir, who are the main competitors in our country? Sir, is there any plan for expansion program in near future? Sir, very happy to know you have adopted AI technology in your company recently. Very fine, sir. Very successfully you have adopted it. Sir, I like to know how this technology is helping our company for further modernization. And last thing, sir, sir, 10 years have been elapsed. We got the last bonus. Sir, if possible, please think over it for the bonus to our minority shareholders, sir. Sir, I am very happy and very proud to be a shareholder of your company. I have full trust with our strong management like you. And so, along with my family, wholeheartedly support your all resolutions, which we have already casted through our e-voting. Sir, looking forward with a positive outlook towards our company with higher profit margin, handsome dividend, if possible, 1:1 bonus and return. May God bless you. Stay safe. Stay healthy, sir. Thank you very much. Myself, Gautam Nandi from Calcutta. Namaste, sir. Namaste.
Thank you very much, Nandi, sir. First of all, for joining the AGM, and for asking the questions. I think most of the questions that you have asked have already been answered in my previous answers and in my statement. I request you to refer to that in order to save repetition for the benefit of all the others present here today. As regards dividends and bonus, yes, they will. We will continue to evaluate that in line with our overall shareholder policy, which is minimum of 60% return, shareholder reward policy. And so, as a part of that, we have done it in the past, and we will continue to do so in the future. And once again, thank you very much for your kind words, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next AGM next year. So So with that, we shall now, you know, end the QA session, since there are no more people in the queue. We shall now take up the resolutions set out in the notice of the AGM one by one. First is to consider and adopt the audited standalone financial statements with its annexures. This is under the statutory requirement of under section 129 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Accounts on approval will be filed with the ROC. Second, to consider and adopt the audited consolidated financial statements with its annexures. This is the statutory requirement under section 129 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Accounts on approval will be filed with the ROC. To confirm payment of 3 interim dividends aggregating to rupees 4 per share paid and to declare final dividend of rupees 5 per share for the financial year ended on March 31, 2026. This is as per the statutory requirement under the provisions of section 123 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Since I am personally interested in the next agenda item, with the permission of the members present in the meeting, I request Mr. Lopez Shah to preside in the chair for agenda item number 4. Lopez Bhai.
So, agenda number 4. To appoint a director in place of Jonaki Bakeri, having DIN number of 0695098, who retires by rotation and being eligible, offers herself for reappointment. Statutory requirement under the provision of section 152 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Over to Achal Bhai.
Thank you, Rupesh Bhai. Next is the fifth resolution, which is to reappoint Mr. Rupesh Shah, my colleague, whose DIN number is 00397701, as Managing Director, Corporate Affairs. This is as per statutory requirement under the provisions of Section 196, 197, and 198, and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. And SEBI listing regulations.
Thank you, Achal sir. I now request the members to cast their votes electronically on all agenda items set out in the notice of the 39th AGM. Please note that e-voting facility on the NSDL platform shall remain open for the next 15 minutes. The voting results comprising remote e-voting and e-voting conducted during the AGM, together with the scrutinizer's report, shall be announced within 2 working days and displayed on the website of the company and the stock exchanges. As there is no other business to be transacted, the meeting is concluded with a word of thanks to the chair. On behalf of the directors present at the meeting, I thank all the members of the company for attending and participating in the meeting. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.